We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Lee, stop the show.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, we got to help, because I thought you could be of some help here too, okay?
All right.
We got to help a member of our WORD family.
Okay.
And first of all, some congratulations is in order. He's texted me to let me know some advice on his wife. He says, do you currently have any advice for dealing with pregnant wife syndrome? And so I texted back. I said, is this your first baby? How far along is she? She says, yes, 20 weeks. Okay, so that's second semester.
Okay.
Trimester. Second trimester, yes. And I wanted to know, what are the symptoms of the syndrome he is describing?
Okay.
Okay, just the mood swings. Happy 1 minute, pissed off the next.
Yeah. Well.
Here's what I wrote, okay? And y'all help me out with this, okay? This is what I wrote back to him. Second trimester. The hormones are really intense from here on out, and she should return to normal about 6 months after the baby is born.
That's about right.
Yeah, this is totally normal. Because all right, here's the thing. My husband, you know, he told me this. See, my husband's one of those guys. He's always happy to help. You're like this too, Lee, right? If you've been given instructions on what you are to do. Now, if there are no instructions, that's where you get a little lost, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he told me, like, about a year after we had our first child, he said, a family friend of ours, a male friend, had pulled him aside and said, listen, she's going to go a little nuts, man. And you need to understand that this is normal, and you need to just be supportive. Just keep your mouth shut. And he didn't tell me at the time that the guy said this. And he said, now, when the baby is born, you're thinking it's going to end. It won't. The crazy hormones go for about 6 months. And then you got the sleep deprivation, right, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
And that, man, that'll spin the hormones out, right? So, okay, this is second trimester. Yeah, this is when the big hormones hit. And it is. It's going to be really intense from here on out. And she should return to normal around 6 months after the baby is born. So you got a long ride ahead of you, sir. But yeah. I want to let you know this is totally normal. And anyway, I was so grateful, by the way, to our family friend for pulling my husband aside and kind of schooling him on this, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? He was awesome. He never said a thing. Because he said, look, I knew it was normal. Like my, you know, my friend whose wife is great and she's wonderful. And they're, you know, normal.
Yeah.
that, you know, I needed to look out for this. And he's like, sure enough. And I was like, I didn't go nuts. He's like, yeah, you did. And he said, you weren't yourself anyway. And this was for a while. And he said that really got me through it. But I was so glad that this, you know, male family friend of ours, this friend of his from childhood, pulled him aside and said, hey, listen, this is what's ahead of you. And, you know, there's a lot of changes here and there'll be changes in your relationship and don't think it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
So that's our advice to you this morning. And do you have anything to add to that, Lee?
I think that's right on the money. on the money. I think Rambo Loco got some very good advice and apparently he followed it.
Yes, he was awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, so I just kept my mouth shut. And I was like, thanks, honey. That's so sweet. Let's have another one. Yeah, this too shall pass. It's okay. You'll get your wife back. But I'm going to warn you, and I mean this in a positive way, okay? It's never going to be the same again.
No, but it's a better different.
Yes. That, you know what? That is perfectly. It's a better different. Because, you know, here's the thing I'm learning having boys, right? You know what the coolest thing I've learned having boys that I absolutely love about boys is I had this misconception about men before I had boys. And, we all know, right? I mean, it's obvious. Men love women.
Yes.
I mean, like, men love women with a passion and a fervor that women do not have for men at the same level. You see what I'm saying? Like, men spend their entire, you know, just men love women. They just do. Women, we'll take you, leave you. It depends. You know what I mean? Do we need you now or not? You know what I'm saying? Like, we would be, if we had to, just fine with our girlfriends. You know, hanging out, our besties, that kind of thing. Men, no. No, men are built to need women.
Yeah.
So I thought this started at puberty, right? Yeah. I was how should we put it? Kids are in the car. Like a piano playing oriented sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like the hormones hit your head, and after that, it's just you can't see anything. You put women until the time you die, right?
Right.
And I realized having boys, that's not true. Men, little men, tiny little baby men, they come into the world.
Tiny little baby
They do. They come into the world loving and needing female approval from the moment they're born. In a way, girls do not. Now, we love, you know, girls need their moms, and they need to love. Yeah. But boys are different. They are just into their moms. They are deep into their moms. And in a way that girls are not. And this is not a puberty thing. It just gets worse after puberty. See what I'm saying? So men have to deal with this in a way a woman doesn't. Because, you know, you had your mom and you were the light of her life, and then you had your wife and you were the light of her life, and men are geared and live for this, and now you're going to have to, like, move over a little bit for the baby.
Yeah.
That men just, boys, they just worship their moms. They just need their moms so much, and there's a relationship that you have between a mom and a little boy. You know, eventually you're going to have to move over and make room for the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm going to want to choke her. But, you know, I'll be glad. But, you know, because there's just nothing like that relationship. And so men spend their entire lives needing that closeness that they can't get from other men the way that women can get it from their girlfriends. It's hard to explain. You know, and I'm talking about, you know, conversation bonding. Men can't do that with each other the way that they can with women. It's just the way they're wired. And the left can try to change that all they want, but it's never going to change. It's hardwired into us. So my answer to you, sir, is it's all about to change. It's going to be good, but it's not the same. But from right now, listen, if she's happy 1 minute and crying the next, just give her a hug, go about your day.
Yeah, and do whatever she's asking you to do.
Yes.
Immediately.
Texter writes back, the guy, oh Lord, LOL, thanks, love the show. So there you go, sir. Wish I could help you further. Okay, where were we? We were doing a show. What were we doing a show about?
Oh, I don't know. There's some argument about something, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yeah, all day long, every day. Did you hear this? The New York Times, this is astonishing. Okay, so we now know the New York Times reporters left two really, really big details about their Kavanaugh story out.
Yeah.
The fact that the new accuser, a guy, Max Speier, is also a Hillary Clinton defense attorney, that was kind of important, don't you think?
Yeah.
And that he worked opposite Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh was working for the Republicans. He was working for Clinton during the impeachment hearings, that there's still a lot of bad beef over that. And that they didn't mention that was kind of important. And they also didn't mention that the woman Max Speier brought forward wouldn't talk to them. And her friends who will talk to them all say she doesn't remember Kavanaugh ever abusing her. Okay, those were kind of important things, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, really, like, big important things. So everybody's, you know, rabid, angry at these New York Times reporters. Well, listen to this. They say, oh, we put that in our piece. It was in your piece? Oh, yeah, we put all that in there. Well, what happened to it? The editors took it out.
Why am I not surprised?
What? Take a listen. This is from Lawrence O'Donnell's show yesterday on MSNBC. By the way, MSNBC leading the way in tearing this New York Times piece to pieces. I'd never thought I'd see that. Yeah. I mean, look, just a second, for those of you just tuning in, this is Joe Scarborough, aghast on MSNBC yesterday.
Why is there this glaring omission in the New York Times story? There were Molly Hemingway and others on Twitter were saying that, in fact, she had no recollection of this happening, and her friends were saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not believe the New York Times would write this piece without that information.
Yeah, okay. So now they're trying to explain this, right? So Lawrence O'Donnell has the two reporters on, and they're like, nah, dude, we put it in there, but our editors took it out.
In your draft of the article, did it include those words that have since been added to the article?
It did.
So somewhere in the editing process, those words were trapped.
Yeah, I mean, I think what happened actually was that, you know, we had her name, and you know, the Times doesn't usually include the name of the victim. And so I think in this case, the editors felt like maybe it was probably better to remove it. And in removing her name, they removed the other reference to the fact that she didn't remember
it. Okay, so the way, in your draft for the Times, you used basically the exact words that are in the book that I deliberately left off the name, because that passage begins with the name.
Yes.
And so in their removal of the name, they ended up removing what follows it.
Yes. And I mean, so I think it was just sort of an editing, you know, done in the haste of, in the editing process, as you know.
Well, they're still throwing the editor under the bus.
Yeah, they are. Now, listen to this and tell me if you think you believe this.
Were you involved in the decision to amend this and do the correction on the addition online to the piece?
We discussed it. Yeah. I mean, we think we felt like this. There was so much heat. You know, there's so much, everyone has been kind of seizing on various aspects of this, that we certainly didn't want this to be an issue anymore. And we certainly never intended to mislead in any way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm by that. So the story is, well, we don't identify victims. And so the part about how the victim says it didn't happen to her, that got cut because her name was in that sentence. Come on.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
No.
Now, here's the thing, though. Okay, all right, let's assume for a second that's true. Hard time believing that, but okay. Then why did the Max Spire is Hillary Clinton's defense attorney part get cut? You know, the accuser, the new accuser of Kavanaugh, is Max Spire. Why he's not a victim. Why did his associations with Hillary get cut?
Yeah.
They never even asked.
Well, why is it that you have secondhand information from someone that then becomes the basis of an allegation in which the individuals involved all deny it? Kavanaugh said it didn't happen. The woman that is mentioned here says she doesn't recall it, or at least her friends are reporting that that's what she says. I mean, look at the fragile basis on which this is based. It's ridiculous. It's almost like somebody went to a FISA court and had a completely trumped up charges against a certain presidential candidate and then got a warrant for it.
Yeah, it's like that. No, yeah. Wait. But that would never happen.
Of course not.
No, of course not.
Not in this country. Not in the U.S. of A. Never happened.
Okay, advice rolling in for the new dad. He says his wife's got pregnancy syndrome. She's going a little nuts. A lot of guys on the line are like, yep, that's normal. It'll pass eventually, like maybe when the baby's about 6 months old. Texter writes, just assume that a pregnant wife is a Democrat's mentality for a year or so. Love her anyway. Do what she asks repeatedly and suffer together. Slowly, she'll go back to the right. Remember, this too shall pass. You wouldn't want to trade places. Trust me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
One of our WORD family members, want to congratulate him, by the way. His wife's pregnant, 5 months. Awesome. Bringing new life into the world. It says his wife is got pregnancy syndrome, happy, sad, wants some advice. You guys are ponying that up right now. I told him, hey, listen, this is totally normal. She'll be herself again about 6 months after the baby's born. If that doesn't happen, then maybe you do want to seek a little bit more, you know, some professional help. But yeah, I was so grateful to the guy who pulled my husband aside and said, listen, she might be a little sad and a little mad and a little not herself. Just ride it out. Just go with it. Just ignore it. It'll be okay. I was so glad he did that. That was so nice. That was such a gift for me when I was pregnant. Because I was. I rode the roller coaster. And most women do. So yeah, just, you know, 6 months after the baby's born, it's on you right now, bud. Anyway, advice rolling in. Texter writes, I have always believed that if we men actually carried the child and went through the birthing process, the world population would be a hell of a lot lower. I just read it. I'm not going to comment. Texter writes, I like this advice. Put the flowers and chocolate on the floor and back away slowly. Also great advice. Oh my gosh, we've got today's first genius text, and then I'm going to take a call from Lou in Campobello. Let's find a genius text sound. Where to go? Oh, good, it's back. All right, here we go. Ready? This one was deep, very deep.
And now, the Tara Show genius text of the day on 106.3 WORD.
Dexter writes, calling anyone at the New York Times a journalist is the equivalent of calling the person who writes on a bathroom stall wall an artist. Genius text of the day. All right, Lou. In Campobello, top that.
Well, you know, the Democrats, I have to say I agree with them. What they did to Kavanaugh, it does what Kavanaugh did during his hearing sets a very dangerous precedent. When you accuse somebody of a crime with no plausible, believable evidence, and it still almost wrecks that person, that's setting a really, really dangerous precedent that we haven't done in this country up until now. And I'm thinking why they would do it so long, and it hasn't been said, and I have no plausible evidence. But I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg isn't doing very well, and they are so terrified that Trump is going to be able to replace her. Even if she can't perform her duties but doesn't step down, she takes a medical leave, the court is going to be skewed so far to the conservative side that it's going to be just like he did replace her. So I think they're trying to knock off Kavanaugh any desperate way they can to keep the court almost split, conservative and liberal.
Yeah, and I'm going to go a step further, Lou. I think that they are willing to use intimidation tactics to control the court. And by they, I don't mean just the Democrats. I mean the FBI as well.
Well, I think the FBI is under the Democratic Party's control. So you're right. When you say the Democrats, it includes the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Yeah, this is where this hit came from. It was a brief mention in the Fox News piece that this was the original source. And the whole thing with Max Steyer, the Hillary Clinton attorney who suddenly became very concerned about Brett Kavanaugh right around the time, Lou, as you just said, and thank you for your call, that it looks like the Democrats could permanently lose control of the court for a generation. Where'd they get the story? We corroborated the story with two officials who interviewed Mr. Steyer. Well, who interviewed Mr. Steyer? It was the FBI. That's who. It's an FBI hit, folks. It's what it is. It's another one. It's the same MO as the stupid dossier. And it's built to intimidate Supreme Court justices. Listen, if you got anything in your background you don't want out there in the New York Times, you best think long and hard about how you rule. Oh, and even if you have nothing in your background you're ashamed of, look at your man Kavanaugh over there. He doesn't either. We'll just make it up. We will destroy you. We will leak and destroy. By the way, that background check on Kavanaugh the FBI did, remember the week they took to do that because Jeff Flaky Flake said, okay, let's do it? That's not public information. That was classified. But it seems to be out there in this book. There's only one group of people who had it, folks. It was the FBI. This is an FBI hit gone wrong. But don't worry, they'll be back. So they've moved their coup from President Trump on over to the Supreme Court because they know best how the executive and judicial branches should function. After all, they are the FBI, and they're smarter than the rest of us, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texture rates? Yeah. It's all talking about this Kavanaugh hit by the New York Times that's failed so badly. It's all a mass conspiracy between the FBI and Hillary to take Kavanaugh out. Yeah. The FBI has conducted itself as if Hillary were president and takes orders from her lawyers and people with the, you know, Clinton cabal. They have refused to acknowledge the Trump presidency. They're actively at war with Trump, and now they're actively at war with the Supreme Court. I don't know who they'll take on next. They're out of control, though. They are absolutely out of control. I was just talking about earlier in the show how this is obviously an FBI hit in conjunction with the New York Times, because the whole thing is about this Max Spire person. And they got the story from the officials. who interviewed him. Well, the officials who interviewed him, that was the FBI. So, I mean, this whole thing, it's another hit. That's what it is. They are in a panic about the Supreme Court. They want to send a sign to the justices that you had best vote the way the Democrats want or else. Look what we did to your man Trump here. Look what we did to Kavanaugh. Look what the New York Times just did to Kavanaugh. What will we do with you? We got everything on you, you know. No, this is a message to Supreme Court justices. You had better forget the Constitution and rule the way we want. It's thuggery. I'm going to get more into that in the 8 o'clock hour. But first, I want to jump into a couple of things. This is an epic edition of forensic journalism. You know how the media is constantly telling us the middle class is shrinking? There's too big of a gap between, you know, the poor and the rich, the middle class and the rich. Yeah. Well, they forgot the most important fact about that. I'm going to tell you what it is in an epic edition of forensic journalism in just a sec. But first, Lucy in Greenville, real quick.
Tara, you are incredible, perfect educator because you make us all think, but you give us the direction to go in to find what we need to do our own investigation with. Why is it that the other side cannot do a GoFundMe for Kavanaugh?
First of all,
he should have been fiscally responsible. But the left is constantly being financed. So why can't we, the other side, do that?
Now, I got to tell you, ethically and legally, Lucy, and thank you for your call, I don't know if Kavanaugh could accept the money. But I'm sure he could raise it. I mean, what did blah, blah, Ford walked away with $290,000, right? She said she's going to give it to charity, but I don't know if she actually did. Nobody followed up on that I could find. But yeah, if it's legally allowed, yeah, absolutely. We're going to have to start doing it. We have to. All right, I want to jump on this. If you've heard it one time, you've heard it 1,000 times from the media. And normally we'd play the forensic. Oh, here it is. The middle class is shrinking. There's too big of a gap between the rich and the poor. And we got to fix it. It's not fair. Is it true that the middle class is shrinking? Unbelievably, they actually got that part right. But there's a few things they forgot to tell you.
When there's been an injustice, an omission, an untruth, there is Tara Servatius. Forensic journalist.
One of the Democrats' attack lines on GOP economic policies, no matter how successful they may be, is that they exclusively benefit the rich. Middle class is shrinking, they tell you. Wondered about that for a while, and it turns out it's true. According to the Census Bureau, that is absolutely true. Middle class has shrunk from 53.8% of the U.S. population in 1967. Down to 41.7% in 2018. Middle class is, of course, defined as $35,000 to $100,000 a year in income in 2018 dollars. But why has it shrunk? In particular, why has it shrunk so fast, so quickly, in recent years? Wait till you hear this, man. This gave me chills. You know why? Because members of the middle class are rising into the upper middle class. They're not falling into the low-income bracket, which is $35,000 or less. The low-income bracket in America in 1967 was 37% of the population. Today, it's 27%. Awesome, right? So the whole story about, well, it's shrinking, it's shrinking, it's not fit. No. Actually, that's not happening. And it has rapidly accelerated the shrinking of the middle class because people in the middle class are moving into the upper middle class during the Trump years. That's awesome. Now, obviously, this is from Town Hall, neither political party can claim full responsibility for these positive trends, but the Trump administration can certainly crow that the notable increase in high-income households, upper middle class, and a corresponding decrease in low-income housing has accelerated over the last few years. The New York Times even reports that the Trump-era economic recovery is at last delivering income gains to the middle class and low-income families. Listen to this, folks. This gives me chills, too. You know how I told you all the time? I've been here 5 years now. When I got here, incomes have not gone up since 1999. They have not. They stalled. Here's the Associated Press. U.S. household income finally matches, this is a quote, quote, U.S. household income finally matches 1999 peak. It's adjusted, obviously, for inflation. While poverty rate hits lowest point since 2001. Awesome. That's great. That's great. So that's how they're able to accurately say the middle class is shrinking. That's true. But they don't tell you why. It's because people are moving into the upper middle class. This is from economist Mark J. Perry. Maybe the most, he's an economics professor, maybe the most important finding from today's Census Bureau report on income. Yes, the middle class is shrinking, but it's because they're moving up to higher income groups. The share of U.S. households making $100,000 or more has tripled since 1967 from 9% to 30.4%. Folks, that's not a crisis. That is not a crisis where the rich are getting, how many times have we heard, rich are getting richer, everybody else is getting poorer? They were for a few years there in the Great Recession, yes. Incomes had stalled. But even with all of that, when you go back to 1967, 9% of the population, this is adjusted for inflation, was in the upper middle class, today 30.4%. That's not a crisis that we need the Democrats to come in and adjust incomes to fix. That's the kind of crisis we want in America. Let's hit 40%. Let's hit 50. Let's be really, really rich. Or at least upper middle class. We can't. Just got to get the government out of the way, folks.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, texter writes, do I really want to become rich if President Warren or President Harris is just going to take my excess wealth? And I'll also miss out on my monthly $1,000 check from President Beto. I see. Well, that only adds up to $12,000 a year, so that's a pretty miserable existence if that's what you're trying to live off of for a family of four. Texter writes, seems when capitalists do better, many do better. Yeah, bingo. Ding, 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 ding. But when Democrats do better, Democrats do better. Texter writes, but shouldn't the lower classes be moving into the middle class? They are. That's a totally awesome thing. This whole, the middle class is shrinking and that's bad. Lie. Yeah, it's shrinking. But it's shrinking because people are moving into the upper middle class at a rate that is unprecedented in American financial history. But to address your text, in 1967, 37% of the population was low income. Today, it's 27%. So this idea that they keep telling us, all their policies are geared to, well, the gap between the rich and the poor is growing and we need to close it for fairness. It's not growing. If you notice when they say that, they use a sleight of hand. Look, the middle class is shrinking. They don't say the lower income bracket is shrinking. They don't want to tell you that. They say the middle class is shrinking. Again, it is solely because, this is out of the Census Bureau, it's just come out, solely because so many people have moved out of the middle class into the upper middle class. They are not moving into the lower class. The lower class is shrinking, the lowest class, the impoverished class. This is not a situation we need to fix with income redistribution because the gaps have gotten so big. They're getting smaller because of capitalism.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.